morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Players. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Raven Theater is on April 25th, playing through May 11th, opening Michael Frayn's play, Noises Off, which I think is one of the funniest plays ever written.
Easily one of the funniest plays ever written.
I saw it many, many years ago. I can't even remember where or when. I just remember laughing hysterically throughout. It's one of the funniest British farces ever written. Talk a little bit about it.
I couldn't give it a better introduction than that. I saw it. I believe it was written in the early 80s. I saw it shortly thereafter, and I missed so much dialogue because I was laughing so much. I had to go back and see it again. It's easily one of the funniest plays I've ever seen, and even directing it, we've been in rehearsal for 6 weeks. I'm still laughing at it every night, and I know what's coming.
Right. Well, it's such a classic farce. Because it takes place backstage, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
yeah.
What could be a better setup?
Well, Michael Frayn got the idea because he was backstage one day watching a play that he had written, a comedy that he had written, and he thought to himself, my gosh, it's funnier backstage than it is on. So that's where the idea came
right.
from. And it's a great concept. You see, in the first act, you see the play in its final rehearsal before it opens and everything that's going wrong, and they open in about 12 hours and they're still not getting through the play. The second act, the entire stage turns around, so you see backstage what's going on during a performance. And then the third act is weeks later and they're final performance, and you see how the play has deteriorated over the course of its run.
Right, right. Do you know anything about the initial production of that play? Was it very popular at the beginning?
It was one of those instant classics. It was a huge hit. It won all the awards. It opened up in Great Britain and won the Olivier Award, and then when it came over to New York, it won the Tony Award. It won Best Director. It won Acting Awards. I mean, it's one of those plays that's been a hit from the very beginning, 30-some-odd years
ago. Is Michael Frayn still active as a writer?
Yeah, he is. He's written other plays, and curiously, he was known as a very good adapter of Chekhov. And so he's written some adaptations of Chekhov and some unfinished plays that he's finished. And he's a very, very talented writer. But again, that my Noises Off is his Citizen Kane. You're never going to approach that peak again.
So I take it at this point, I mean, due to the miracle of radio, the time our listeners are listening to this interview is not the same time as we are making
right.
this interview.
Right.
But I take it you're happy with your cast and with your set and so on. And
yes,
so forth.
We haven't opened yet, so I'm very happy. Yeah. couldn't be happier. Yeah, no, the set is another character. It's got, eight slamming doors, and like I said before, it has to rotate and revolve. There's stairs, there's sardines, there's multiple props, there's axes, there's flowers, there's whiskey. It's pretty much got everything.
How many in the cast total?
There are 9 people in the cast, uh-huh. and the concept of it is it's a play within a play. The cast is rehearsing a play called Nothing On, which is, a classic British sex farce. Of course, one of the characters spends almost the entire play in her underwear. So we want to sell tickets. Yeah.
Well, it seems to me that as news of this show gets around, it may be incumbent on you to extend the run. Do you think that you'll be able to do that?
That would be music to my ears. I would love to be able to say held over for another week. That
right,
would be fabulous.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure that I saw it here in Sonoma County.
I believe it may have been before my time because I moved in the area in the early 2000s, but I know that there was a production that was done around here. I don't know whether it was SRT or 6th Street, but there was one in the last, decade or so, yes.
So what's next?
Next, after Noises Off closes, we go to another major hit, Les Miserables, opens in June and plays in June and July. So that's next up for the Raven Theater in Healdsburg.
In case Noises Off wasn't a big enough show to put on.
Yeah. In case you've laughed enough, then you can go cry through Les Miserables.
That's true. Well, even Les Miserables has a laugh.
It does, yes. It does
well.
Have some humor in it, yes.
Well, great good luck with this show. I'll be sure to see it. And I couldn't miss a production of Noises Off on my own doorstep. Thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Thank you, Roland.
And okay, folks, listen up. This is one you've got to see. It's Michael Frayn's play Noises Off. It opens at the Raven Theater in Healdsburg on April 25th, plays through May the 11th. You can get your tickets online at Raven Theater, that's theater with an ER.org, or at Copperfields in Healdsburg in Santa Rosa, at the Mail Center, etc. in Cloverdale, and at Pages in Windsor. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.